Greetings, brothers and sisters.
向弟兄姊妹问安。
It's very happy that we can gather in the Lord's Day today.
我十分欢喜能够在主日我们能够同他聚集。
And I've heard how the Lord worked amongst you.
我听闻是神怎样在你们当中的工作。
This is my first time, that I have, I can have fellowship with you.
这个是第一次我能够来到同大家有团契。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you from the book of Psalms.
今天下午我想跟大家交通诗篇。
One of the Psalms out of the book of Psalms was well known and well memorized by many Christians, especially during their persecutions.
这个诗篇是我们十分熟悉的我们基督徒都是很熟悉这篇的诗篇。
Throughout church history, Psalms 23 has been used by many of the brothers and sisters that they memorize it and they will carve it in their prison cell.
有这个诗篇第23篇这篇诗篇在教会历史里面很多的弟兄姊妹都很熟亦都是背了亦都有些将这个诗篇来到刻在他们的监仓里面。
While I'm installing one more small part for my computer, I'd like to ask our brother to lead you to read through this book of Psalms, only six verses.
我们你等他当他是要搞个电脑的时候我们就一起我们来到读诗篇第23篇。我们读晒六节。诗篇23篇第一节。耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上令我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害因为你与我同在你的杖你的竿都安慰我在我敌人面前你为我摆设筵席你用油膏了我的头使我的福杯满溢我一生一世必有因为慈爱随着我我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Now this psalm can be divided into three parts.
这篇的诗篇可以分为三部分。
The first verse,
第一节
it says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏。
Now this word, shall not be in want, means that all my living necessities will be provided by our Lord.
这个必不致缺乏那是讲到我们所需要的一切主都是为我们预备。
Starting with the second verse,
第二节
to the fifth word,
至到第五节
the psalmist describes a typical day for the shepherd to bring his sheep out to the field, the pasture, and return.
是一个很典型的一个牧人他一日的生活怎样的来到将他的羊来到带到去草地怎样的又带回去羊圈。
And the third part, the third paragraph, we start with the last verse, begins with the last verse.
第三段就是最后那节开始了。
It says, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life,And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
那里说我一生一世必有因为慈爱随着我我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Now, I do not know about you, when you study the book of Psalms, you realize the psalmist describes, our Lord, our God, as a great shepherd.
我们读诗篇的时候我们要读到是诗人形容我们的主我们的神是一个大牧人。
Now, we all know that our Lord God is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
我们知道我们的主我们的神是创造宇宙万物的那位。
He's full of power.
他满有能力。
Why would the psalmist describe him only as a shepherd.
但為何詩人只用一個牧人來形容他呢?
Why would the psalmist describe God as a mighty general?
為何詩人不用是一個偉大的將軍來形容主呢?
Why would the psalmist describe him as a shepherd?
為何詩人形容他,用一個牧人來形容他呢?
Even general is greater and greater in strength versus a shepherd.
一個大將軍,不是比一個牧人更有能力嗎?
And we all know that God is an abundant God.
我們知道神是一個豐富的神。
Oh, he has all the gold, all the silver throughout the whole universe.
他這個宇宙的所有金所有銀都是屬於他的。
All the riches and treasures belong to the Lord.
一切的寶物,一切的財富都是屬於他的。
Now, could the psalmist describe God as a billionaire?
為何詩人沒有形容神是一個千萬富翁呢?
Could the psalmist do that?
詩人可不可以這樣形容他呢?
Now, brothers and sisters, especially when I see young people, okay? And that will turn me on and make me humble, and I want to, you know, have the energy like the young people. Now, when I speak, and during, you know, I have this custom that even though with the adult brothers and sisters, if I ask you a question, please answer back. If you don't answer back, then I will stop.
我希望無論大人、小女子、青年人，希望我問你問題的時候，你會答我。如果你不答，我就停了。
So could the psalmist do that? Either describes God as a great general or a great billionaire?
詩人可不可以形容神是一個大將軍或者一個千萬富翁呢?
Okay, what do you say?
你說什麼?
Yeah, he could.
當然可以啦。
Right. But he describes him as a shepherd. I'd like to lead you to read one verse from the Old Testament.
我想你們讀一節舊約的聖經。
Maybe we'll switch at this point because I heard from Brother David Wong this afternoon, I have longer time.
我因為剛才弟兄告訴我,我有少少長一點的時間。
So, I can share you with more of the word of the Lord.
我可以比較多跟你交通神的話。
So, let me just do that.
讓我這樣做吧。
Now, this slide only has the Chinese verses without English, but I'd like you to invite you to read with me. Those of you understand Chinese, you will read Chinese. But if you read English, then turn your Bible with me to Genesis chapter
12.
Alright, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
創世記第12章的第一節.
The Lord had said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
創世記12章的第一節,耶和華對亞伯蘭說,你要離開本地,本族父家,往我所要指示你的地去。
I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
我必叫你成為大國,我必賜福給你,叫你的名為大,你也要叫別人得福。
Now, when God, Jehovah Lord, appeared himself to Abraham and commanded him to leave from his country,
當主耶和華吩咐向亞伯蘭顯現,吩咐他離開他的本地本族,
Abraham was a resident in the city of Ur. Yes.
亞伯蘭他是在一個地方叫做吾爾的這個地方。
Now, from this map, you can see that he lives in the right bottom corner, this place called Ur.
你從這個地圖的右下角,你能夠箭嘴,紅色箭嘴那裡,你就看見他在那個地方,吾爾的地方居住。
And God wants him to go to a place where he has never been.
神帶他一個地方是從來沒去過的。
And he wants him to go to this place directly towards west of him.
啊，这个他曾经带到他去啊西边的一个地方。
The land of Canaan.
啊，是迦南的地方。
Now you all know that in order from going from here to here, the best, shortest way is to go straight.
啊，当然如果是由一处去另一处最近的路线就行直线啦。
But Abraham could not do that.
但亚伯兰不能够这样做了。
Because he was, is facing this, Arabian desert right in front of him.
啊，因为佢嘅面前系有呢个阿拉伯嘅大沙漠。
And you can see from this diagram here, the thicker, purple line represents the major highways, major roads, during Abraham's time.
啊，咁你同红色嘅啊比较粗嘅嗰条线咧，你就能够睇见啊系当时嘅啊主要嘅啊国际嘅干线啦。
And the thinner one is the secondary road.
啊，嗰个比较幼啲嘅红色嘅线咧，啊就次要嘅干线。
The country, the homeland where Abraham lived, had both these two roads intersect together.
啊，喺亚伯兰住嘅呢个地方啊，佢嘅家乡啊，嗰度我哋睇见有两条路啊，系喺嗰度啊交叉，系重叠喺嗰度啦。
And you can see he lives in a very convenient location.
你可以睇见佢住喺一个好方便嘅一个地位。
Not only with the land, the way, also there are rivers.
啊，唔单止系有路，嗰度还有河流。
So a place with both the waterway and the land pathway there, so the city will enjoy. Much more prosperity.
啊，因为佢呢个城系乃系一个啊主要嘅公路嘅上边，同埋有河流啊，所以嗰度系十分嘅繁荣啦。
So prosperity economy will bring into comfortable living.
啊，呢、这个繁荣嘅啊嘅生活啊，带到佢啊繁荣嘅城市，带到佢一个好舒服嘅生活啦。
We all looking forward, and we all like to stay in a comfortable city.
A comfortable place. 啊，都系想去啊住一个啊舒服嘅地方，系咪咧？
So why would God want to take Abraham out from a comfortable city?
啊，点解神要将亚伯兰从一个舒适嘅城市度带出嚟咧？
Why God commanded Abraham to leave from your hometown, from your father's place, and to go afar away to a strange place.
啊，点解你啊神要将你同你啊嘅本地、你嘅父家嚟到带出嚟，嚟到去一个你陌生嘅地方咧
？Anybody know？
有冇人知啊
？Anyone want to guess？
有冇人想估下咧
？Yes。Oh, because the Lord wanted to raise another country. That's one of the good answers. Yes.
系神系想佢啊，想佢从系另一个国家里边嚟到啊兴起佢哋。
Okay. Anyone else?
有冇其他嘅咧
？Anyone else? Yes. Test of faith. Oh, yes. That's one of the.
系试验佢嘅信心。
Yes. That's very, very precious reason.
啊，呢个好宝贵嘅，好宝贵嘅原因。有冇其他嘅咧
？You just raise your hand. No. No. Anyone else?
有冇其他咧
？Oh, been set apart from this world. Now we all know this city, Ur, is a city full of idols.
我哋知道，原来呢一个吾尔嘅城市咧，系啊充满咗偶像嘅。
Now idols were made by man.
啊，人所做嘅偶像。
The man was created by God.
人是被神造的。
But idols was created by man.
啊，但是偶像是人所造的。
People worshipped the created one instead of the creator.
啊，人是来到敬拜那些被造的东西，而不是敬拜那个创造的神。
And Abraham believes the true and one living God.
啊，但亚伯兰他相信那个独一的真神。
So, God wants to separate him from that idolatry place.
啊，神系想将佢从嗰个啊拜偶像嘅地方嚟到带出嚟啦。
So he obeyed God's commandment.
啊，佢就顺服神嘅命令。
He left Ur and follow this route along the Tigris and Euphrates River.
啊，佢就沿住呢个啊系啊幼法拉底河嘅呢条嘅路咧就去啦。
But the Bible recorded that he stopped at Haran.
但圣经记载佢就喺哈兰呢个地方就停咗咯。
And without proceeding further.
佢唔继续向前行咯。
And until his father died, then he continues on his journey.
直到佢嘅父亲过身啦，佢先至继续佢嘅旅程。
And we can see that Abraham obey God's commandment, moves to a strange land.
我哋知道亚伯兰佢系遵从神嘅吩咐，去到一个陌生嘅地方。
And what kind of land is this?
呢个讲咩嘅地方咧？
Like to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
如果你请去《申命记》第十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
申命记嘅第十一章。
Verse 8 and 9.
第八、第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8 and 9.
申命记十一章第八、第九节。
Observe therefore all the commands I am giving you today, so that you may have the strength to go in and take over the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
申命记第十一章嘅第八节，所以你们要守我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，使你们胆壮，能以进去得你们所要得的那地。
And so that you may live long in the land that the Lord swore to your forefathers to give to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey.
并使你们的日子在耶和华向你们列祖起誓，应许给他们和他们后裔的地上得以长久，发自牛奶与蜜之地。
Pay attention to this phrase I underline, a land flowing with milk and honey.
留意我呢度所讲到嘅，佢一个牛奶与蜜嘅地。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, the following verses.
系申命记第十一章嘅跟住嘅说话。
Verse 10,
第十节,
to verse 12.
至第十二节,
the land you are entering to take over is not like the land of the Egypt, from which you have come, where you planted your seed and irrigated by food as in a vegetable garden.
你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地，你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。
But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks a rain from heaven.
你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷与水滋润之地。
It is a land that the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end.
是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你的神，你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
Now there's nowhere else in the whole world that will draw the attention of God and that God will use his eyes to watch over this land.
呢个全世界冇个地方能够系夺取神嘅注意，好似呢个地方咁样，神系一路看顾呢个地嘅。
From beginning of the year until the end of the year，
由岁首到年终
，you see， this is special cared land。
呢一个系神特别嚟到看顾嘅一个地。
When you read this type of scripture， will you raise a question？
当我哋读呢啲经文嘅时候，我哋会唔会有啲嘅问题咧
？Why God favor the land？ Of Israel more than other places.
点解神特别嚟到喜悦以色列人嘅地多过其他嘅地咧
？Is that showing the partiality of God？
呢个系咪显出神嘅偏心咧
？Why God doesn't pay attention to Southampton？
点解神特别留意South Hampton咧
？Why only pay attention beginning of the year to the end of the year to this tiny land？
点解神？ 从岁首到年终，只系看顾嗰个咁细小嘅一个地咧。
I will lead you to find the answer.
我要带你今日要去揾咗嗰个答案啦。
Next verse is from the Old Testament Joel.
我哋从第另一节嘅圣经系约珥书，喺旧约嘅约珥书
Chapter 1
第一章。
Verse 6,
第六节,
6 and 7, a nation has invaded my land, powerful and without number. It has the teeth of a lion, the fangs of a lioness.
約珥書第一章的六節和第七節。第六節,有一對蝗蟲,又強盛又無數,侵犯我的地,它的牙齒如獅子的牙齒,大牙如獅子的大牙。
It had laid waste my vines and ruined my fig trees. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it away, leaving their branches white.
它毀壞我葡萄園,剝了我無花果樹的皮,剝盡而丟棄,使枝條露白。
Notice here, I underlined three phrases mentioned that my land, my vine, and my fig tree.
特別留意的,我在這裡間住的是我的地,我的葡萄園,我的無花果。
The title deed of this land of Israel belongs to God.
這個以色列人的地契是屬於神的。
Alright. Book of Daniel in the Old Testament.
但以理書,
Chapter 11.
11章,
verse
31. 31節,
Daniel 11, verse 31.
但以理書, 第11章的第31節,
His armed forces will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress and will abolish the daily sacrifice. Then they will set up the abomination that causes desolation.
第11章的第31節,他必興兵,這兵必褻瀆聖地,就是保障除掉常獻的燔祭,設立那行毀壞可憎的。
Now, notice here,
the version
that you have probably doesn't show a phrase that in Chinese translated will desolate the holy land, holy place.
你用的是英文聖經的版本,未必有這個翻譯,但中文的聖經那裡就講到必褻瀆聖地,應該是講到聖地。
Okay? So we have this land as a land of milk honey.
我說這個地是牛奶與蜜的地。
And this land is my land.
這個地是神的地。
And this land is the one that I will watch over from the beginning until the end of the year.
這個地乃我從歲首到年中,我都要看顧的。
And this land is a holy land.
這個是一個聖地。
Not only so.
不單是這樣。
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 20.
以西結書第20章。
Before Daniel.
在但以理書之前的。
Chapter 20.
第20章的第6節。
And verse 6.
以西結書第20章的第6節。
On that day I swore to them that I will bring them out of Egypt into a land I had searched out for them, a land flowing with milk and honey, the most beautiful of all lands.
以西結書第20章的第6節。那日我向他們起誓,必領他們出埃及地,到我為他們擦汗的流奶與蜜之地。
The last phrase says that the most beautiful of all lands.
最後說到,這是在萬國中最美麗的地方。
Would be better translated as the land which is the glory of all lands.
或者可以這樣翻譯比較更清楚,就是在萬國中最有榮耀的。
So this land is not only flowing of milk and honey, not only the holy land, not only is my land, not only is the land that I watch over from beginning of the year until the end, it's also related to the rest of the lands in the whole world.
所以這地方不單是神的地,是流奶與蜜的地,是聖地,是神從歲首到年中都看顧的地,而這地與萬國是有關的。
And surely it manifested the loving kindness of the Lord from the book of Psalms, chapter
57, verse 10.
It says, For great is your love reaching to the heavens, your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
他說,因為你的慈愛高及諸天,你的誠實達到窮瘡。
And book of Job, chapter 11,
第11章,
verse
7
to
9. 第7至第9节,
Can you fathom the mystery of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty?
约伯记十一章的第七节，你考察就能测透神么？你岂能尽？你岂能尽情测透全能者么？
They are higher than the heavens. What can you do? They are deeper than the depth of the grave. What can you know?
他的智慧高于天，你还能作什么？深于阴间，你还能知道什么？
Their measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea.
其量比地长，比海阔。
So this afternoon, we're going to see Jehovah our Lord is our great, our good shepherd.
你看我们思想到我们就主耶和华是我们的大牧者。
Has demonstrated his loving kindness.
来到显出他的慈爱。
His wisdom.
他的智慧。
The land of Israel.
以色列人的地。
Is only from here to here.
只是一道很小的地，好像战嘴所知道的那么小的地方。
Very small.
一个很小的地方。
Now, if you come from China,
如果你由中国来的话，
you compare with the land of Israel to the provinces of China,
如果你将以色列人的地同中国的省份来到比较，
the smallest area of province in China,is even bigger than the land of Israel.
中国最小的省份都大过以色列地。
Now, brothers and sisters from China, let me ask you.
弟兄姊妹，如果中国来的，让我问你。
Which province is the smallest?
中国的省份哪个最小的？
Hong Kong is bigger than this place. I'm telling you.
香港大过这个地方。
The smallest province in China is Taiwan.
中国最小的省份是台湾。
Israel is smaller than Taiwan.
以色列地小过台湾。
The land of milk and honey is smaller than the state I came from, the state of New Jersey in the U.S.
以色列地是小过我在美国那个州那个New Jersey 这个州新泽西州。
The land of Canaan is located between four seas.
以色列人这个地在四个海的当中。
To his west is Mediterranean Sea.
西边就是地中海。
To his south is Red Sea.
南边就是红海。
To his east is Indian Ocean.
在东边呢就是印度洋。
And then there's the Sea of Galilee.
然后那里有一个加利利海。
Right. And, the land of Canaan is also located, the midst of three deserts.
以色列人的地都在三个的沙漠的当中。
Now, to his south is Sahara Desert.
南边是撒哈拉大沙漠。
To his east is Arabian Desert.
在他的东边是阿拉伯的大沙漠。
To his northeast is Syrian Desert.
在他的东北边是这个叙利亚的沙漠。
Now, from this chart, we can see the different kind of geography in the land of Canaan.
从这幅图上面，我们能够图表上面，我们能够睇见这个地方的地理上的环境是怎样。
This is the so-called the Big Sea or Mediterranean Sea.
这个就是那个大海或者叫地中海。
And this area, very narrow strip is called the coastal plain area.
在这个很小的这个很窄的这一块的地方呢就是一个海岸线的地方。
And then is called the central mountain area.
然后那里有中间的一个山地。
And then from the mountain area is to, all of a sudden it descends down and down to a very low valley, a place is called the Rift Valley or Central Rift Valley.
咁呢、这个从呢个山嘅高地呢突然间就係斜落係到好低嘅就係中间嘅一小撮嘅一个好山谷嘅地方。
We like to see from this diagram the number of meters was shown of the different height of mountains.
喺度我想系从呢幅图嚟去睇睇呢啲山嘅高度系几多。
Mount Hermon is the highest in the whole land of Israel.
黑門山是以色列最高的一個山脈。
It has 2,844 kilometers. It's equivalent to English measurement is 9,000 feet.
大致上如果係用英國尺咧，大致上係9,000英國尺。
Mount Carmel.
加密山。
531 meters high.
係531公尺高。
You can see this is so called the Upper Galilee area.
呢度箭嘴指住嘅就係指到加利利嘅上游嘅地方。
It's around 3,000 feet is about 1,200 meters high. And this whole center area is called the central mountain area. You can see Jerusalem is about 821 meters high.
耶路撒冷大致上係821公尺高。
Around close to 2,000 feet.
差唔多係2,000英尺高。
But you can look at the Sea of Galilee.
但你睇加利利海呢?
It's below sea level 211 meters.
佢係水平下海嘅211公尺。
And this the so-called the Salt Sea or the Dead Sea area is minus 392 meters, is close to 700 feet. 1,300 meters below sea level.
呢個鹽海或者叫死海就喺水平線下392公尺嘅水平線之下.
City of Jericho.
耶利哥城.
Is the lowest city in the whole world below sea level.
是全世界最低的,在水平線之下最低的一個城市。
So you see this land, milk of honey, and also this beautiful land that God wants Abraham to go, is a mountain land.
你可以看見這個地方,神要他們去亞伯蘭去的地方,是一個山地來的。
And these are the geographies during Christ's time.
这个是基督的时候的地理的环境了。
It's a Galilee mountain area.
这个是加利利山的地方。
Mount Carmel is here.
加密山在那里。
Samaria mountain area is here.
撒瑪利亞山地在那里。
And then the Judea mountain area is here.
猶大的山地在那里。
And only the coastal, very narrow strip is a plain, is a flat area.
唯有是沿海的,一窄的地方,是平的地方。
And then you have the central, below sea level, valley.
那你就有那个在水平线之下的山谷的地方。
And across Jordan, you now come into the land of Jordan.
如果我们越过约旦河,就到约旦河的平原了。
And during the Old Testament time, this area is called Bashan.
叫做巴山。
And then is Gilead.
然后就基列。
And then this is Moab.
然后就摩押地了。
Yeah. Alright, from this diagram you can see the topography of the land of Israel.
在这里我们大致上看到这个地的各种的地势了。
This is coastal plain.
这个是沿海的平原.
Central mountain area.
中部的山脈.
And then this is called the lowest valley in the world.
然后就是全世界最低的山谷.
And this is the same thing. 这个是一样. This is the Mediterranean Sea.
这里是地中海.
And then you come to Jerusalem, is on a mountain.
耶路撒冷一个山的上面。
Jericho is below sea level.
耶利哥在水平线之下。
And cross Jordan, you come to Jordan, capital city Amman, is on top of another mountain.
你去到, 是约旦的亚曼城那里是一个就是另一个山脉在城的上面。在山的上面。
This is Mount Hermon.
这个就是黑门山。
Covered by snow, year round.
全年都是积雪的。
And this is the Bashan area right below, the foothill of Mount Hermon.
这个就是黑门山脚的巴山地。
I want you to pay attention to this land.
我想你留意这个地方。
Notice the color.
留意这个颜色。
Similar like Southampton here.
这里跟 Southampton 很相似了。
Very beautiful.
很漂亮的。
This is the, panorama view of Mount Hermon.
这个是是黑门山的鸟览图了。
Yeah. This is the, up the near the resources of Jordan River.
这个是约旦河的上游。
And, Jordan River, was the melted water from Mount Hermon that forms, this water.
约旦河的水是从黑门山的雪融了流下来有的。
You notice it's very clean and,
你睇见好干净的。
And, very powerful.
好有力量的咁嚟到冲落嚟。
Now it's continue winding down, going down and going into Sea of Galilee.
咁然后你睇见呢个河流就弯落去到加利利海啦。
And it brought many organic, substance with it.
将好多有机体嚟到带到呢个加利利海嗰度。
Rich material.
好丰富嘅物质。
And the material that the fish likes to have, likes to eat.
系好多嘅。嘅食物係魚係鍾意食嘅。
So, the entrance, to, the Sea of Galilee,
所以進入係加利利海嘅河口。
The area where fishermen will always fish, you know, fishing.
嗰度就係打魚人係好歡迎喺嗰度打魚嘅地方啦。
Now we come into the beautiful Sea of Galilee.
我哋就睇依家睇見好美麗嘅加利利海啦。
Sea of Galilee was surrounded by all the mountains.
加利利海係被四面係為山圍住。
And this sea, is located below sea level.
但係呢個海係水平線之下嘅。
Now this is the Eastern side of Sea of Galilee.
呢度图片所显示嘅系加利利海嘅东边。
During Christ's time on earth,
当主喺地上嘅时候，
He will bring His disciples along with Him to travel across the sea, come to the eastern side.
佢会同佢嘅门徒由湖嘅东边，然后就去到湖嘅西边。
Now you remember Christ, cast a devil-possessed man, and he was found in this mountain region.
你记得主系去到河嘅加利利湖河海嘅另一面嚟到将个被鬼附嘅人嘅鬼赶走，就喺个山喺西边嘅山上边啦。
He was running around without resting.
呢个被鬼附嘅人周围走，冇唔能够休息。
He was naked.
佢系赤身露体。
Because you've been possessed by the devil.
因为佢被鬼附嘅佢。
You don't know any shame.
佢唔认识咩嘅羞耻啦。
Now we see nowadays, throughout in the whole world, peoples are oftentimes like that. They don't want to wear something.
今日呢个全世界啲人都系咁啦，好多人佢哋。都唔鍾意着衫啦，唔識羞恥啦。
And then after Christ, cast the demons, demons away, the demons asking Christ, allowing them to possess, among the pigs.
当主要吩咐呢个鬼离开，呢个鬼就求主叫佢俾佢哋进入猪群嘅里面。
Now, how many pigs?
有几千只，有几多猪呢？
Been possessed by the demons.
系俾呢个鬼附呢？
How many?
有几多只？
2,000, very good.
有2,000隻，十分好啦。
All rushing down and drown in the Sea of Galilee.
全部都系走到去加利利海被浸死啦。
This is a place that I brought brothers and sisters to visit it last year.
系上年嘅时候，我带弟兄姊妹去去游览嗰个地方。
Okay. Now this is Jordan River.
呢个约旦河。
Very narrow.
好窄嘅。
If you you are a good sportsman with a pole,
如果你一个, 好的运动员, 有一支棍呢,
and you can jump from this side and to swing yourself to the other side.
你可以用支棍呢, 你在一边呢, 可以跳到另一边呢,
it's not wide.
不是阔的,
and now Jordan River continues winding down.
约旦河就继续的,
pay attention to the color.
留意那些颜色,
now, it's winding.
你看见那里的河流是转弯的,
down to Judea wilderness.
这就流到去犹大的旷野了。
Now, Judea wilderness, we still can see Mount Hermon on top, in the north.
在这个犹大的旷野的地方, 我们能够看见黑云山,
we can see tell of Jericho, the first city Joshua led the Israelites surrounded that city and conquered that city.
我们又看见耶利哥是当约书亚第一次入迦南的时候来到占领那座城,
and this is the Jericho that Joshua conquered.
这里就是约书亚所征服的耶利哥,
and this is the new Jericho's now.
现在我们所指示的就是新耶利哥城了,
and you can see the Jordan River continues flowing down.
你看见约旦河一路流下来,
now continue flowing down,
继续流下来了,
this is the Jordan River,
这个约旦河,
and this is Mount Nebo area,
这个尼波山,
yeah, and this is capital of Jordan, Amman.
这个约旦的首都阿曼,
okay. Now, Jordan River flowing down to Dead Sea.
约旦河就流到死海了,
you can see Mount Nebo here, to
你看见尼波山在那里,
to its east,
在它东边,
and to its northwest,
在它的东北西北边呢,
there's a place called Qumran.
有这个地方叫 Qumran.
This Qumran is very famous because in 1947, discovered the Arab shepherd boy discovered scrolls, a parchment.
这个 Qumran的这个地方呢, 就很出名, 因为有一个阿拉伯的牧羊仔呢, 在这个地方就找到一些古卷,
and that parchment has the Old Testament.
这个古卷呢, 就记载了是旧约圣经,
and according to archaeologists, that Old Testament parchment was dated 200 years before Jesus Christ was born.
按照一些考古学家他们说旧约圣经大致上是主前200年写的,
the manuscript that your Bible and my Bible used,
你和我的圣经的那个翻译的手本呢,
dated 8th century AD.
大致上是主后八世纪八世纪八百年,
so the difference with this Dead Sea Scroll is about 1,000 years.
所以我们用的圣经的翻译的手本和在死海古卷呢, 相差大概1,000年的时间,
but the words in the Dead Sea Scroll versus our Bible are exactly the same.
但死海古卷和我们用的圣经的字是完全一样的,
that tells us,
那你告诉我们,
that God's word never changes.
那神的话从来都不改变的,
not like man's word or textbook have to do the revision every some couple of years.
人的话或者是人的课本, 几年之后就要修正了,
southwest of Dead Sea,
在死海的西南边,
right. You can see from all this barren and limestone land, out of it, all of a sudden you can see an oasis.
你看见在这些荒野的地方,旷野没有什么都没有的地方,那里突然间有一些绿洲了,
this is called Ein Gedi.
这个叫安隐基,
it's a place that King David flee himself from King Saul.
这个地方是安底基的地方,是大卫王逃避扫罗去的地方,
this is Ein Gedi.
这个是安底基的地方,
this is Dead Sea,
这个是死海,
this is the regions of Ein Gedi.
这个就是那个绿洲的那个区域了,
and you can see surrounding the Dead Sea, you can see this type of topo.
你看见, 是围着死海,是有这些好像梯级的山脉了。
The Dead Sea region are lack of rain.
这个死海的地方是缺乏雨水的。
And that's why the Dead Sea Scroll was able to be preserved.
因为这个缘故呢, 就是死海古卷呢, 就能够, 被保存了。
But occasionally, if they receive rain,
但若间中他们下雨的时候呢,
then the road down here, you can see, will be washed away.
你看下面的路就会被雨水冲走了。Okay.
Now this land have, alright. Now let's come to the other slides now. Okay. Now this slide shows us this is the Mediterranean Sea, the black area. And there are two lines here on this diagram. There's one dotted horizontal line.
在这幅图上面有两条线，一个是平行，是打横的线。
And this one parallel with the coast of Mediterranean.
另外另一条线呢，从地中海的海岸线呢，是平行的。
There are four circles on this diagram.
在这个图上面有四个的圆圈。
Each diagram has two colors.
每一个圆圈有两个的颜色。
The color represents the black one and the white one.
那个是黑色和白色的颜色。
The black one represents the annual rainfall amount towards the that direction.
那个黑色的是讲到在那边的每年落雨有多少。
So you can see from this diagram,
我看见从这幅图画的里面,
if this is a, we look at it as a circle,
如果我们有一个好像圆圈来看,
from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, this is the densely precipitation area.
这个从9点至12点是一个很密的落雨的地方了。Right.
And from the 3 to 7,
3至7点这样的时钟的方向呢,
this area is lack of rain.
这个地方就是没有雨的。
Alright, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
I want to ask you a question.
我想问你一个问题啦,
I thank you, you're still alive here.
我感谢你,
you're still joining me.
你仍然是跟我一起,
I know in the afternoon to have meeting have this difficulty.
我下午有这个问题。
Okay. When you read Abraham was given a land of milk and honey.
当你说到是神给亚伯拉罕一个流奶与蜜的地,
what picture showed in your mind?
你的心目中有什么图画呢?
Why a land flowing with milk and honey?
为什么形容它是一个流奶与蜜的地呢?
What does that describe to you?
这个是有什么形容, 对你来说是什么形容呢?
Okay. Anyone?
任何人?
I'm asking question again. If you don't answer, I'll just keep on drinking.
如果我问这个问题你不答，我就继续喝水啊。
Why?
为什么呢?
What picture? Milk and honey.
流奶与蜜。
Anyone?
有没有人呢? 任何人?
Yes? It's a fertile land, yes.
是一个很丰富的地方, 没错。
But could anyone give us some explanation furthermore,
有没有可以解释多点呢?
How rich is this land?
这个地方是多丰富呢?
What does it mean, fertile land?
这个地方是很富庶的,什么意思呢?
Okay, anyone? Oh yeah, that young man again.
又是那个年轻人。
A land of what? Beautiful land. Sure, sure.
是一个很美丽的地方。
Okay. Milk,
牛奶,
is the best product from animal.
乃动物是出产最好的产品。
Honey,
蜜糖,
is the he translated metong. Actually, it's not metong. Okay, I'm going to show you. honey is the best product of vegetables.
蜜是植物最好的出产。
Alright. In the Bible,
在圣经里面,
if this word honey used alone,
如果圣经里面用蜜这个字单独来用
，it always tells us honeycomb
啊，就俾我哋话俾我哋听系嗰个啊蜜蜂嘅蜂巢啦。
啊 ，honeycomb honey
啊，系讲到啊系蜂巢嘅蜜。
But if this word used with milk and honey，
嗱，如果留蜜同埋奶一齐用咧
，it's not honey，
就唔系讲到蜜咯。
Before I went to Israel,
我未去以色列之前,
I've been visiting leading brothers and sisters to that place already 3 times.
我曾经带弟兄姊妹去那个地方三次了。
And Lord willing, this year, April 16th to April 29th, I will lead another group, brothers and sisters, to visit this land of milk and honey.
如果主愿意的话呢，四月我会带一些弟兄姊妹去再一次的游览这个流奶与蜜的地。
Oh, more than 10 years ago, the first time I went to the
land,
this place, after I come back,
当我回来的时候,
when I study the Bible is able to open it up to me. I understand better.
就向我打开了, 我就能够明白多些了。
The land of milk and honey,
牛奶与蜜的地,
this honey,
这个蜜,
is this,
是这个,
this,
是这个,
what is this,
这个什么来的
Fix.
这个无花果来的。
Is this?
是这个。
What is this?
这个什么来的?
Palm tree. Dates.
这个是棕榈树。是棕榈树的果。棕榈果。
枣子。
枣。
This past spring, we visited the Galilee area, able to eat the fresh dates.
我们是这个春天我们去加利利的时候我们能够吃很新鲜的蜜。
Very sweet, very juicy.
好多嘅汁酱。
It's about, bigger than my thumb.
比我嘅手指公仲大。
Brown color.
系棕色嘅。
This is honey.
呢个就系蜜啦。
What is this?
呢个咩嚟啊
？Grapes.
呢个葡提子嚟噶。
Yeah, this is the vineyard.
呢个系葡萄园。
Yeah, and This is also honey.
这个都是蜜。
Olive.
这个是橄榄。
This is also honey.
这个都是蜜。
Barley.
这个是大麦。
You see, all the gem, related products, from the farmland are called honey.
所有从农产品是种植的蜜谷类蜜壳类 的都是叫做蜜都是叫蜜。
So, northwest of Israel is the land of honey.
所以以色列的西北边呢就是叫做叫做蜜的地。
The densely precipitation area is called the land of honey.
那个是落雨很多的落雨水的地方就叫做蜜的地。
So this is what kind of land, brothers and sisters?
那个地方呢?
What kind of land is this?
那个土地呢?
The land of what? The land of honey, 流蜜的地方。
这个就是流蜜的地方。
What kind of land is this?
这个什么地方呢?
The land of milk.
这个就是奶的流奶的地方。
Alright, the shepherds will tend his flock here.
这个地方呢是那些牧羊人会是带啲羊去
㗎。Now, the shepherds in this holy land,
呢个嘅喺呢个圣地里面嘅牧羊人
are endeavor themselves to a profession, is not easy.
佢哋嘅嗰个嘅咁样嘅职业唔系一个容易嘅职业啊。
Nowadays, the shepherds are those Bedouin people.
依家嗰啲嘅牧羊人呢是那些贝都恩人。
They live in such kind of a condition, such tent.
他们住在这样的帐幕里面。
Besides Mongolians, they are the only group of people nowadays do not live in a house.
除了蒙古人之外呢全世界再没别的人呢除了蒙古人和他们之外呢是不住在屋里面的。
They live in this kind of tent.
他们住在这些帐幕里面。
This tent was made by black goat hair.
这些帐幕呢是由一些黑羊毛来做的。
And, this is one of their sheepfold.
这个是其中一个羊圈。
Okay. Now, this is another picture, angle to show the Bedouin tents.
这是另一个角度来看这个贝都恩人的帐幕。
Okay. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
when you read about the shepherds,
当我们读到牧羊人的时候,
you think shepherds are shepherd or shepherdess?
你说牧羊人是男的还是女的?
Most of the time we think the shepherds are shepherds.
很多时候我们想着牧羊人是男人来的。
But in Bedouin,
但贝都恩人呢?
Their tradition,
他们的传统呢?
Shepherd, can be man, and also shepherdess, can be woman.
他们的牧羊人呢,
now, shepherds has to lead their flocks from places that has grass and has water. If they finish grazing area, they will fold up the tent and move on to another new place.
牧羊人他们说,如果那些羊吃了那些地方的草,吃完了,那他们就要移去别处了,那他们就收他们的帐幕,就移去别处了。When
the man is shepherding the flocks in the field, and this job of folding and taking down the tents belongs to the woman.
那些牧羊人,男人就会去看着羊,那些妇女就会拆帐幕了。
And if there's any leaking in the tent,
如果帐幕有,
the woman
漏水呢?
will do the maintenance, repatching and
repairing. 妇女呢,就会去做修补的工作了。
And besides that, the woman will dye the wool.
除了这样之外,这些妇女呢,就会将羊毛来到染色了。
Making wool.
将它做成羊毛,羊毛衫,冷了。
You see, this lady is dying,
你看这个妇女在这里,
coloring the wool.
是将这些羊毛染色了。
This lady is making yarn.
将这个羊毛做线了。
And besides that, they will doing handmade rugs.
然后他们就将这个羊毛线来做织成地毡了。
And also, they were making cheese.
他们都在做娱乐。
Goat cheese.
羊的娱乐。
Pay attention to this lady, what the lady used.
留意这个妇人用什么呢?
Pepsi Cola bottle.
她用百事可乐的瓶子。
They can use them to making cheese.
用这个百事可乐的瓶子来做娱乐。
After they finish making it, they will serving and distribute the cheese.
她们做完之后,她就会将这娱乐来分给人吃。
And this young girl is watering the herd.
这个女孩子在喂羊来喝水。
When people living in the land of milk,
当这人住在这个流奶的地方,
is a place not easy to live.
不是一个容易居住的地方,
because in the winter time,
因为在冬天的时候,
you plow the field,
你来到耕种,
you broadcast the seed,
你撒种,
your seed after a few months may not giving you any fruit.
几个月之后,这个种子不一定给你有任何的收成。
Because the rain may not come.
因为雨不一定降下来吧。
So the life in the land of milk is a life of unpredictable.
所以在这个流奶的地方来到居住呢, 这个生活呢,是一个不可以预测的生活。
But if you live in the land of honey,
但你如果住在这个流蜜的地方呢,
you don't even have to think about whether my crops or my fruits will be able to come out.
你不需要想,我的耕种会不会有收成?
Because seasonal rain
因为是季后雨,
will be coming,
一定会来的,
will bring you abundant rain.
会带给你很多的雨水。
So the life in the land of honey
所以在流蜜的地方呢,
is manageable.
那里是可以耕种的。
You can plan your week.
你可以计划你的礼拜。
And from the archaeological point of view,
从一个考古学的眼光来看,
in the land of honey,
在流蜜的地方,
we discovered a city,
我们发现那里有很多城市,
city walls,
城墙,
and the foundation of a house,
房屋的根基,
because people staying in the land of honey are able to form the city.
因为住在这个流蜜的地方的人呢,他们能够在那里建造城市。
But people living in the land of milk.
但人住在这个流奶的地方呢,
is very interesting.
很有趣的。
I asked the Bedouins.
我问这个贝都 恩人，地都恩人。
I said, where is your hometown?
我就问你嘅家乡嘅城市系边度啊？
Where are you? Where did you from? Where are you from?
你从边度嚟噶？
His answer.
佢嘅答案就系
My tribe's name is so and so.
我嘅族嘅名系某某族。
See, they don't have hometown.
因为佢哋冇一个家乡嘅城市。
Wherever there's water and grass, that's the place they stay.
佢哋就停留喺嗰度啦。
When the grass finished,
食完草啦，冇草啦。
Giving their herd, they will move to a new place.
佢哋嘅羊食完啦，佢哋就去另一个新嘅地方。
Bedouins are the only group of people do not possess a land.
贝多因人是唯一的一族的人，他们是没有任何的拥有任何的地方。
You see, throughout the world, people are purchasing land, But Bedouins, they don't own anything.
贝多因人他们一点都没有拥有任何的地方。
And also, they live in a simple,
他们的生活很简单,
nomadic life.
是一个游牧民族的生活。
And they're very lonely.
佢哋一啲好孤單嘅人。
Because only an immediate family can live in this immediate area.
因為唯有佢直系嘅親屬同佢一齊居住。
And other family, they have to move with a distance because over there are grass and there are water to feed their flock.
其他嘅家庭佢哋就要移去制度啦，因為系制度先至有草有水俾佢哋食。
Our Lord God is our shepherd.
我们的主，我们的神是我们的牧人。
He pays attention and watch over His people in this kind of land.
他是留意，是看顾他的百姓在这样的地方里面。
Because this is a land in need.
因为这个地是有需要的。
This is a land unpredictable.
因为这个地是不可以预测的。
And this is a land only relying on the provision from Lord God, they are able to continue living.
唯有他们依靠他们的主，他们的神，他们才能够继续在这个地来居住生存。
Now, brothers and sisters, what kind of land is this?
弟兄姊妹，这个是什么地方啊？
The land of what?
什么地方?
Honey.
这个是蜜的地方了，没错了。
Alright, what kind of land is this?
这个是什么地方啊？
Land of milk.
这个流奶的地方啊。
So you ask why God, the psalmist choose the shepherd of a metaphor of the land of milk, you know, to describe a God.
为什么诗人用牧人来形容这个主神在流奶的地方。
You see, when Abraham moved from Ur to the land of milk and honey.
当阿伯兰由吾尔来到这个流奶与蜜的地方。
He didn't travel straight west to the land of milk.
他不是直行直线的来到这个流奶的地方。
He must follow the fertile crescent and you know from north and pass by the land of honey and coming down to land of milk.
他一定是从一个半月形咁样嘅，系经过呢个流蜜嘅地方，然后先去到流奶嘅地方。
See, Abraham didn't stay in the land of honey.
亚伯兰佢冇停留喺流蜜嘅地方。
The son of Abraham. Didn't walk over. It's only a short distance. They can certainly move to the land of honey. Because in the land of milk, they experience God's provision, God's caring, God's grace and love.
因为在流奶的地方，他们才能够经历到神的看顾、神的慈爱和神的注意他们。
2 million Israeli people
有200万的以色列人
have been captived, been enslaved in the land of Egypt.
是在埃及的地方为奴。
God also called them out and want Moses to lead them to the, into this land of milk honey. Now, 2 years ago, I joined the trip led by Brother Christian Chan. We traveled peninsula Mount Sinai.
我们经过西兰山半岛的地方,
it's truly amazing how 2 million of the Israelites are able to survive throughout this journey.
这个叫人很惊讶的是怎样200万的人可能够
It's very difficult. We rode about 6 hours. We rode on camel. After we finished riding the camel, when we reached to the foothill of Mount Sinai, all the sisters they experienced that they have bruises and they have cuts on their side.
我哋去完呢个坐完呢啲骆驼啊，去到呢个西兰山脚嘅时候咧，好多个姊妹咧就发觉佢哋嘅脚咧。 因为骑骆驼咧又损啊，又系淤晒啦。And everybody
the next morning when we woke up,
第二朝早我哋过起身，
we walk in this way.
我哋都系咁样行。Because
it's really hurting.
因为实在系真系好痛啊。
Really not easy.
一啲都唔容易。
But the Lord God is the shepherd, the great shepherd of the whole flock of Israel.
但系我哋嘅主神系以色列人，就系全百姓嘅嚟到嘅牧者。
This land is not easy to live.
这个地不是容易在那里生存的。God
put Abraham and his descendants in this location.
神将亚伯兰和他的子孙放在这个地点。This
location is located in the land bridge of all the continents.
这个地点是一个桥梁，是几个州的经过要经过的地方。To
its south is the ancient great power of the empire of Egyptian.
在南边，这个是古帝国，埃及帝国的地方。
And they have rich farm products.
它有丰富的农产品。
And to its northeast,
在它的东。 东北边,
where the Babylonians, Assyrians, and Persians, that they have the product of silk.
巴比伦、阿述和波斯帝国，他们有丝绸的产品。
If these products want to sell it to the Egyptians,
如果他们要卖这些货品给埃及人,
they cannot go straight line
他们不能够直线去了,
down to Egypt.
不能够直线去到埃及了,
because here is two deserts here.
因为那里有两个大沙漠。
Now, for the Europeans, if they want to travel down to Egypt to sell their goods, or the Egyptians to sell their goods to Europeans.
如果欧洲人要去到卖他的货品给埃及人，或者埃及人要卖他的货品给欧洲人呢？
The best way, only possible way, is to go through Israel.
最好唯一嘅方法咧，就系途径咧，就经过以色列了。
So Abraham and his descendants is located and been put by the Lord in this strategic land bridge area.
所以神将以色列人阿巴嘅子孙摆喺一个好战略性嘅地方。
Isaiah 43:10 says, You are my witness.
他说你是我的见证人。
The Israelites, that they stayed in such a difficult place,
以色列人他们停留在一个这么困难的地方,
by trusting the word of the Lord,
要靠神的话,
by obeying to the command of the Lord,
是遵守神的命令,
they are able to experience the promises is true to them.
他们能够经历神的应许是真的,
the provision of the Lord is abundant.
主为他们的预备是丰富的。
So, that's why it's called the land of milk and honey.
所以就称为是流奶与蜜的地了。Now,
I mentioned, I didn't show you the precipitation chart.
我给你看到落雨的那个表了。Milk
of honey has most of the rains.
奶和蜜有很多的雨水，需要很多的雨水。But
down south, near Bethlehem,
但南边近伯利恒的地方,
Hebron,
希伯伦的地方,
and also Jerusalem,
耶路撒冷的地方,
Jerusalem especially,
特别耶路撒冷,
throughout the whole year only have 21 inches of rain.
全年只有21寸的雨。
And all the rain finish falling down within 2 weeks.
这全年的雨大概两个礼拜就落完的。
You ask how could any crops be able to bear fruit?
你说这样的情况那些农产品怎样有可能会被有果实呢？
The amazing thing is this.
那个奇妙的地方是
Psalms 133 says,
诗篇133篇这样讲
The dew of Mount Hermon,
是黑门的甘露
will be able to fall on Mount Zion,
能够落到锡安山
because of the geographical difference,
因为那个地理的环境的不同
and the climatical difference,
以致那个的天气就不同了
the cold, the mist, watery,air in the northern part of Israel,
在北边的那个高的地方那个冻的是潮湿的那个空气
will descend and fall in a short distance to fall upon Mount Zion, southern part of the Israel area.
能够是落到很近的是锡安山以色列耶路撒冷的附近。
This area you can see from this diagram.
你从这幅图画你能够睇见
is a big contrast.
好大嘅对比
from this mountain area versus this mountain area.
你睇见一边嘅山同另一边山系好唔同噶。
This mountain area, you can see the green grass.
呢边嘅山你睇见有好多嘅草啦，绿色嘅草啦。
But this side you don't see any grass.
嗱，另一边你睇唔到任何嘅草噃。
Because this side is in the shadowed area, and this side is facing the sun.
因为一面呢是在一个影有影的在一个影有影的遮住另一边呢对住太阳了。
Yeah. And every morning,
每朝早
without rain,
如果没雨的话
but this area will, the lamb, will be able to sip the dew,And the depth of the dew is around a couple inches.
嗰度呢个地方系能够吸收个露水啊，嗰啲露水咧有成两寸咁厚噶。
You see the provision from our Lord.
呢个你睇见系我哋主嘅预备啦。
This kind of land.
咁样嘅地方。
This kind of land.
咁样嘅地方。
Now the shepherd.
嗱
呢度。His flock.
牧羊人带佢嘅羊群啦。
Going out.
出去
for grazing.
去搵草食啦。
And this is another diagram of
grazing. 另一个图画。
This is the, sheep grazing.
呢个羊喺度搵草食啦。
When you look at this, you are not that much surprised because you're living in England.
你咁睇嘅时候你唔会觉得好惊奇因为你英国。
Brothers and sisters in Asia or in America,
喺亚洲或者喺美国。
The shape of golden sheep are different.
那个羊嘅样系唔同嘅。
Verse 2.
第二节
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet water.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇嘅水边。
Why he makes me lie down in green pastures?
点解佢使我躺卧喺青草地上呢？
Now, have you ever seen the sheep lying down?
你有冇睇见？从来有冇睇见个羊系瞓低嘅咧？
See, this sheep's lying down.
呢个羊系瞓低度啦。
And these here is a sheep's lying down.
呢个又另一只羊瞓喺度啦。
And here the little lamb, sort of like resting below his mother.
呢个小羊啊喺佢嘅母亲嘅遮阴嘅底下休息啦。
And sheep in Carmel also resting down.
喺加密山嘅羊嗰度都能够喺度躺卧。
This place is a place where Nabal and his sheep sharing, doing his sheep shepherding business, recorded in 1 Samuel.
呢个系尼伯系喺系撒母耳记上记载佢嘅羊嘅地方啦。
You see the shepherd leading his flock.
你睇到牧羊人带佢嘅羊
to have to feed with the grass.
带佢哋搵草食。
But the shepherd knows that it's important not to feed them too full.
带个羊牧羊人咧知道咧，唔好俾佢哋食得太饱。
And around 70-80% of food that's enough.
大致上系。 I'll
make them then lying down.
Why?
Why? Because if you eat too much, you will what? And also, it takes a longer time to digest your food. Sheep and goat are different. Goat can endure thirst. But the sheep, the shepherd has to make sure before noon, before the sun becomes its, gives its full heat and full power, has to lead the flock to the water place.
但牧羊人呢，要喺太阳 到正午最熱最高嘅時候咧，係之前要帶到佢哋揾到水飲。
So he wants his sheep, his flock, to lie down, to rest.
所以佢嘅羊啦休息。
And to digest.
要佢哋係嚟到消化。
The food becomes the energy.
當嗰啲食物成為佢嘅能量嘅時候。
Then they will have the energy to go reach the water place before noontime.
咁佢哋先有力量係喺個正午之前行到去有水嘅地方。
Brothers and sisters, here we learn some spiritual lessons. Our Lord desires us to learn the lesson of lying down. Not just busy with your life, with your living. We need to learn to lie down. The disciples of our Lord Jesus were sent out by Christ to minister the Gospels. And afterwards they come back and report to the Lord. Lord, even the devils listen to us. Many are willing to accept the message that we preach. Our Lord Jesus says, do not rejoice just because the devils that you cast you're able to cast out the devil. But rejoice because your name was recorded in heaven. His disciples was expecting and anticipating Lord Jesus says, oh, come, let's go to Chinatown to have a big meal to celebrate our ministry. Our Lord says, come with me.
但主说你来,
come to the wilderness.
去到旷野的地方,
we rest there.
我们在那里休息,
and we have prayer.
我们祈祷,
meditate on God's word.
我们思想神的话,
and to renew our strength.
我们更新我们的力量,
and in order to face another new battle.
以致我们可以再面对新的征战,
you remember Prophet Elijah?
你记得, 先知以利亚吗?
Up on the mountain of Mount Carmel,
在加密山的上面,
he was so brave,
他这么勇敢,
he challenged the false prophets of Jezebel,
他向这个耶洗别的假先知来挑战,
if your God is a true God,
如果你的神是真的神,
pray to him,
你向他祈祷吧,
so that he will send fires to consume all your sacrifice.
所以以致他能够从天上面降下火来烧你的祭牲,
I will pray.
我都会祈祷,
to Jehovah the Lord.
我向主耶和华来祷告,
and which sacrifice from their altar being consumed by fire, and then that demonstrate that your God is a true God.
哪个祭坛上的祭牲被火来焚烧的,
the false prophets, 450 of them,
那450个假的先知,
all use knives to cut themselves.
用刀来割他们自己,
all they pray day and night.
他们日夜来到祈祷,
from morning till evening.
从早上到夜晚,
nothing happened to
什么事都没发生,
Elijah prayed.
以利亚祈祷,
and God answers his prayer.
神听他的祷告,
in order to challenge the Israelites, because the Israelites, they have double heart.
所以为了要向以色列人来挑战, 因为以色列人心怀异意,
They tend to be tempted by the Canaanites.
To
worship their god of Baal as a god of fertile
fertility. 敬拜他們的神巴力，說他能夠有生命的神。
So Elijah won the victory.
以利亞是得勝了。
So he ordered Israelites,
他就吩咐以色列人,
gather these people,
啊, 捉了這些假先知,
and kill them,
啊, 殺了他們,
because they have bring the superstition and to God's people.
啊, 因為將這個迷信帶到神的百姓那裡了。
So after this great victory,
啊, 在這個大得勝之後,
Elijah was expecting that Jezebel will turn her heart and repent to Jehovah the Lord.
啊, 他期望, 啊, 耶洗別就會轉變他的心來轉向神了,
to his amazement,
啊, 但他很驚奇了,
this queen,
這個皇后,
order people,
啊, 吩咐人,
oh, go after Elijah,
啊, 去追以利亞,
and kill him.
啊, 殺他。
Elijah heard this.
以利亞聽到個聲音, 聽到個消息,
so scared.
他就很害怕,
start to flee.
然後要走了, 逃命,
run.
啊, 走了,
for his life.
啊, 逃命了,
from Mount Carmel all the way down to Beersheba.
啊, 由加密山走到別士巴,
he was resting under a tree.
啊, 在一個樹的下面,
and cry out to Lord,
他就跟主就這樣呼喊,
Oh Lord, forget it.
算數了,
there's no faithful prophets left anymore in the land of Israel.
啊, 已經再沒有忠心的先知留下了,
take away my life.
啊, 取我死了, 取我性命啊,
thank God.
我們感謝神,
didn't answer his prayer.
神沒有聽他的禱告,
because God knows that we are in depression.
啊, 因為神知道我們在低沉的時候,
we are not in a balanced mood.
啊, 我們不是一個平衡的情緒,
that's why God didn't answer sometimes your prayer.
所以有時候神聽你的禱告,
God feed him,
啊, 神喂他,
allow him to get some rest,
啊, 讓他有這個休息,
and he can continue on
他繼續他的旅程,
his journey to Mount Horeb.
啊, 去到, 啊, 荷烈山,
earthquake happened. God didn't speak to Elijah.
神沒有用地震來跟他說話,
and winds blows,
大風吹過,
God didn't speak to Elijah.
神沒有跟他以利亞來說話,
and after all these, God speak with a voice, with a whispering voice.
啊, 之後神用一個很微小的聲音跟他說話,
and that voice, the original language in Hebrew, means the voice of
希伯來的文的意思就說,
with a feminine voice.
啊, 是一個女性的聲音,
that's the voice we often will miss.
這個聲音我們常常是錯過的,
if we are just busy with our own planning, our own life,
如果我們是很忙碌, 我們的生活, 我們的計劃,
we'll miss the voice, the whispering voice of the Lord.
我們就會聽漏了, 啊, 主那個微小的聲音了,
and God says, I have reserved 7,000 prophets.
我說我自己保留了7,000的先知,
7,000 people that they have not worshipped the idol.
啊, 他們沒有向巴力屈膝的,
and once again,
啊, 再一次,
Elijah being refreshed.
啊, 以利亞就被更新了。
Apostle Paul,
啊, 使徒保羅,
were once planning for his own life and to be the great teacher, the first teacher in the
Israelites. 啊, 他是,
and he was knocked down on his way, from a high horse on his way to Damascus.
啊, 但當他去到大馬色的路上, 啊, 就被神來到,
our Lord Jesus says, Saul, Saul, why have you persecuted me?
啊, 主都跟他說, 蘇羅, 蘇羅, 你為什麼逼迫我呢?
He became blind.
啊, 他就盲了。
3 days and three nights he cannot see anything.
啊, 三夜,
and then God used one of the small brother to bring the commission to Saul.
啊, 神就用一個很微小的弟兄來到, 是將個使命來到帶俾保羅了。
I've chosen you to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
啊, 我揀選了你作外邦人的使徒。
Now brothers and sisters, did Paul,
弟兄姊妹,
starting to serve, starting to preach right away?
啊, 保罗, 有没有立刻就开始去传道去讲道呢?
Did he do that?
他有没有呢?
No.
没有.
He lie down.
啊, 他睡在那里,
for 3 years.
3年的时间,
in the land, in the desert places of Petra.
啊, 他在这个, Petra, 这个旷野的地方, 3年的时间,
in the land of Jordan.
啊, 约旦的地方,
to study God's word.
啊, 在那里读神的话,
to listen to God's word.
来到听神的话,
to obey God's word.
来到信服神的话,
then God started to use him.
啊, 然后神就开始使用他了,
so we see the importance of lying down.
所以弟兄姊妹,
let's continue.
啊, 我们继续,
you see, sheep and goat are different.
啊, 羊和山羊是不同的,
goat tends to run his own way.
啊, 山羊他要行自己的路,
but sheep will go in a group.
啊, 但, 啊, 羊呢, 绵羊呢, 他是会一群的,
you see, the sheep will line up, you know, and go along with other sheep.
啊, 绵羊他会一只一只这样跟着去的,
and to do this will help them to get some shade from the sun.
啊, 要帮助他们这样的时候呢, 他们需要太阳是, 啊, 给一些阴他们。
This is according to what I learned from the Israeli shepherd.
啊, 我们从那些以色列人的牧羊人这样学回来的。
Now, bring them to the water.
啊, 带到他们水边。
It's such a joy.
啊, 何等的欢喜呢?
But you have to bring them to a quiet water.
但你将他们带到一个很安歇的水边。
Some water, even though there's a lot of water, is not quiet.
啊, 有时有些水, 有很多水了, 但那些水呢, 啊, 不是安静的。
Ah, you know that a water like this, a waterfall, it's quite noisy.
啊, 你知道有些时候, 有些瀑布是很吵的。
Sheep are very easily disturbed.
你羊呢, 是, 绵羊呢, 很容易呢, 就受骚扰的。
Ah, it's very easy to be frightened.
啊, 很容易就惧怕的。
So when I travel to Israel, I notice one thing.
我去, 啊, 以色列旅行的时候, 我就发觉一样东西了,
I don't see any airplanes.
我看不到很多的飞机,
I don't hear any airplanes.
我听不到很多的飞机的声音,
if there's any plane cross the land of milk, the plane is always supersonic.
啊, 如果有些, 啊, 飞机经过这个, 啊, 流奶的地方呢, 都是一些超音,
if the sheep hear any noise from the plane,
如果羊,
you know, such a loud noise,
如果羊听到, 啊, 很大的声音, 或者飞机的声音呢,
you will find the sheep lying down on the ground and dead of heart attack.
你会发觉那些羊呢, 就会是躺在草地上面呢, 就是, 啊, 心脏病发就死了。
I'm not joking.
我不是开玩笑的。
This is according to Israel shepherds.
这是按照那个以色列人他们的羊,
they're very easy to be disturbed.
他们很容易受骚扰。
So that's why the plane, airplane flies very fast, supersonic.
所以, 啊, 飞机飞得很快, 上面就过了。
This is the fall called the David Fall.
这个瀑布叫大卫的瀑布。
This is in the land of Ein Gedi.
啊, 这个是, 啊, 隐基底的地方。
Right. And so when we went in to see how David hid himself from Saul,
啊, 当我们读到, 啊, 大卫, 啊, 逃避扫罗, 躲在那里的时候,
reached to this fall, we were so happy.
我们去到这个瀑布, 我们很开心了,
because we have been walking a while and we are very thirsty.
啊, 因为我们行了一段的路程, 我们很渴了,
and we try to get some spring. This is fresh spring water.
我们很想喝这个山的矿泉水了。
Here's my wife bring his,
啊,
这是我太太, his spring water bottle.
那个矿泉水装在那里。
You notice this word, this brand of water bottles, Ein Gedi.
那你知道这张矿泉水那个牌子就是这个隐基底了。
So she was trying to get the water water from this Ein Gedi water.
她想从这个隐基底的瀑布里拿这个泉水了。
When the sheep saw this kind of water,
但当羊见到这些绵羊,
they're
见到这样的水的时候,
afraid to approach.
啊, 她们很怕, 她们不敢过去的。
This kind of water is not a quiet water.
啊, 好像这些水呢, 都不是叫做安歇的水边啊。
If the shepherd bring his flocks to enter into this kind of water,
如果羊, 牧羊人带羊来到这些水边呢,
the sheep will be endangered.
啊, 这些羊就危险了。
Because the sheep, you know, it has a very thick wool. To stand in this kind of water in the river of Jordan, the wool will absorb the water throughout his whole body. The weight of the water on his wool will make him toppled by the weight.
他就會被這個水的重量就叫他跌倒了。So
the water, the river will gush them up.
這些河水就會將他們沖走了。This
is the quiet water.
這個才是安歇的水邊。This
is a quiet water.
這個是安歇的水邊。Watch,
this is a quiet water.
這個都是安歇的水邊。Look
it again.
再看一次,
this is quiet water.
这个是安歇的水边,
this is a quiet water.
这个是安歇的水边,
this is a quiet water.
这个是安歇的水边,
from these three pictures,
从这三幅图画,
what do you see the depictions are common?
你看见这三幅图画有什么是相同的呢?
Anyone?
有没有任何人?
Shadow? No? Yes? No white horses. White what? Oh, white waves. Oh, okay. These three pictures all show the streams. And inside the streams have rocks. Right? Rocks. The shepherd will bring his flock, step on the rocks, to the other side of the stream. So the sheep, these rocks was prepared by the shepherd. And after this experience, they know this water is quiet. Will not swallow them. So they are able to drink by the other side of the stream. This water is not quiet. Oh, especially this is after the rain. And the rain is not only deposited in this shallow place, but also deposited in the limestone mountain area. If the flocks was not led by the shepherd and run into this kind of water, and all of a sudden, the water will gushing from the very frail limestones and to also what do you call it? To move all the sheep away.
上面有些地方積的水會突然流下來,這樣就會沖走那些羊了。
You see the people traveling here
in
this kind of area.
來到看這個地方。
Okay, now the quiet water is not just stream.
這個安歇水邊不只是河流。
And also there are wells.
那裡也有井。
There's this a water shaft well.
那裡是有一個井。
And you can visit, going down to visit it.
你能夠走下去井的下面的。
And these are the steps lead you to the water.
這些是樓梯,可以帶到你去那些水那裡。
And in Beersheba, where son of Abraham, Isaac, strive the well with the Philistines, we found one well.
看這個拔巴的地方, 以撒在那裡掘井又得到水了。And
besides the well, there is a tamarisk tree.
垂絲柳樹。
Tamarisk.
那裡有一個垂絲柳樹在那裡。
Okay. Now this is a well that Jesus encountered with a Samaritan woman. This well used to be outdoor. Because people try to remember this incident and they build a church building to surround this well. So right now this well is indoor.
地方起咗呢个教堂，咁呢个井就变咗喺教堂里边啦。Besides
the stream, the well, there are also cisterns.
除咗呢一个嘅井，仲有啲嘅水池。And
this cistern is located on top of a mountain called Masada.
呢个嘅水池就喺呢个山嘅Masada上边嘅。This
cistern is very huge.
呢个嘅水池好大嘅。Look,
this is a man.
嗱，你睇呢个人
standing here.
企喺呢度。
And look how huge is this cistern.
你睇见呢个水池几大咧？
This is another cistern.
呢个另一个水池。
And this is the cistern outdoor.
呢个系 outdoor 呢个地方嘅水池。
And this is a pool in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷所罗门嘅池。
Okay. And this is a spring.
呢个一个水泉水。
Emmaus.
喺以马忤斯嘅泉水。
So that's the teaching we learned this afternoon.
咁呢个我哋今日下午所学嘅一啲嘅教训啦。
Our Lord Jesus will give us His living water.
我哋嘅主会俾我哋活水。
We need to be led by Him.
我哋需要俾佢嚟到带领我哋。
And we need to be quench our thirst.
我哋需要嚟到止我哋嘅渴。
So we learned a little bit about the meaning that the God being our good shepherd.
我哋学咗少少关于我哋嘅主啊，我哋嘅好牧人。
I have other verses, but I don't have time to share this time.
我有其他嘅经文，但系今日下午冇时间同大家沟通啦。 Yeah.
So I hope that you know you have opportunity to learn from background of the Bible.
我希望我哋有机会从圣经嘅一啲嘅背景。
And this helps us to understand the land of milk and honey.
嗱，帮助我哋明白呢一个流奶与蜜嘅地。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Our loving Lord and precious Lord.
我哋爱我哋嘅主，我哋宝贵嘅主。
You are wonder of wonders.
你实在奇妙中嘅奇妙。
You have demonstrated your love and your faithfulness to your people.
你将你嘅爱同你嘅信实嚟到显向你嘅百姓。
You know that we live in a difficult time and place.
你知我哋会喺一个困难嘅时间，一个困难嘅地方。
We know that we live in the end times.
我哋知道我哋会喺一个末世末后嘅日子。
People are thirsting and hunger for the truth.
人哋系为着真理嚟到饥渴。
And how we thank you.
我哋感谢你。
That you have given us your word.
你将你嘅话俾我哋。
Heaven and earth will pass away.
天地都要翻去。
Your word endures forever.
你嘅话系流传到永远。
We see that your faithfulness toward the Israelites. We also know that you will be faithful to us. Help us to give our faith and give our obedience to you. No matter what circumstances we face, no matter what kind of a burden we have, you are able to resolve all the problems. And also teach us spiritual lessons. Lord, we thank you for this afternoon. We are able to understand the meaning of God being the good shepherd. We entrust these words unto you. We ask you to arouse our desire to learn the lesson of lying down in front of you. So that we will have the face-to-face experience with you. No matter what happened, Lord, we know that you are with us. You will enable us. You will bring us into the victory. To glorify your name. We thank you for your presence. We ask you to bless brothers and sisters here. And continue to use them to be your witness in this area. In Jesus' name I give thanks. Amen.